This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Let us shine the spotlight.
Please.
On Collins Katuli, who's the CEO of fintech company Kianda Africa. And he joins us on the line this afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Collins.
Good afternoon, too. How are you?
Very fantastic. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Walk us through the inception of Kianda Africa.
Awesome. So Kianda Africa is a fintech based in Kenya, and we recently launched in South Africa. And we started way back in high school. I don't know, in Kenya, we have the science-based Congress competitions. So Kianda's inception was actually born as an idea from high school. And I had pretty much no expertise in programming or rather developing any sort of application. So by use of YouTube, School of Google, I was able to come up with a platform. And that was essentially after my high school. So yeah, in 3 months' time, back in February 2020, I was ready with a working prototype. And that's how Kianda was born.
Now, talk us through what was the big idea behind actually forming it. Like you said, it started in high school, and only in 2020 did it start growing legs. What is the big idea behind it? What is the objective?
Okay, cool. So in high school, essentially the idea was meant to be an airtime vending platform where people would easily use the app to buy or purchase airtime for other people. But when we launched in February 2020, we also included some sort of a wallet that would allow people to also transfer money to other people so that they're able to buy airtime as well. And so COVID was here in like 3 weeks after launching. And I think COVID was a positive plus for us. That's where we grew from. So we were saving and giving discounts for every purchase that you made on our platform. And during COVID, that extra 1 shilling was very, very important. So people started utilizing the platform and sharing to the other friends and family because they wanted them to save as well that extra shilling, that extra transaction cost as well. So from March 2020, our numbers steadily grew from just an idea of just the small group that we were intended to serve. Now it became sort of a thing for the community.
Sheesh. Interesting. Now, I know that you pride yourself in offering the cheapest access to financial services. Talk to me about the range of financial services that you offer apart from the airtime.
Okay, cool. So it's basically a wallet that enables you to digitally send money and receive money as well. You can pay for your goods and services within the Kianda ecosystem and also outside the Kianda ecosystem. By this, I mean you're able to move your funds from the Kianda wallet to any bank, to any mobile money operator, and vice versa. You can also move money from the banks or the mobile money operators back to the Kianda ecosystem. So it's more of an interoperability solution. So it gives you nearly all financial services into one place, making that access cheaper and making the gateways that we have for you very easy to use. So you can access the platform using your mobile phone, using your maybe USSD if you don't have a smartphone. And if you do not have either device, we can also give you a card, it sort of looks like a bank card that you can also use to transact at any Kianda enabled merchant. So we have transformed the neighborhood shops, the spaza shops, the kiosks into financial access points so that you're able to serve many people, especially in the informal sector and the special groups. So if you don't know how to read and write, the agent can also transact on your behalf.
That is the voice of Collins Katuli. He is the chief executive of fintech company Kianda Africa, and of course he's joining us on the line as part of our Spotlight Monday, where we shine a spotlight on a certain business, person or company that is doing big things on the African continent. And we're going to take a short break, and of course on the other side of that, we continue our conversation with Collins. Stay tuned to Channel Africa. We'll be back after this.
This is The Upside for the best African vibes, groundbreaking content.
If you've just joined us, we are in the heart of our conversation with our Spotlight Monday feature guest, the voice of Collins Katuli, who is the CEO of fintech company Kianda Africa, will be joining us shortly. If you want to ask questions, say you're seated on that end and you're saying, Sheila, what is this fintech business that's taking over in East Africa, particularly in Kenya, then please find us on WhatsApp, +27 63 406 9126.
Now, Collins, welcome back. Thank you so much once again for joining us. Now, in terms of, you talk about the fact that this is almost offering close to banking services to an extent. In terms of regulations that you had to deal with, talk us through that that red tape, if at all, that you had to deal with.
Awesome. So, of course, we are dealing with monies, and regulation is one of the biggest things that you should adhere to. And as a 21-year-old CEO, I really had quite a lot of challenges to go through, especially in the regulatory space, because you would approach most of these regulators maybe to seek for the relevant licenses, and most of them tend to think that you might be joking because of your age. But yeah, since the solution was there and we had the viable numbers, we had to convince them and get a working solution for them to be able to regulate us. So the regulation is quite tight, especially in East Africa, especially in Kenya, to be particular, since we have birth to one of the biggest fintech giants called M-Pesa. I'm very sure you might have heard it. So yeah, the regulation on that side is quite tight, and maneuvering such a tight environment, it is quite challenging. But with the right support and the right people, then definitely you see yourself through.
Interestingly enough, thank you so much for bringing up M-Pesa. Do you offer cross-country financial sort of transactions, in that someone can send someone money from South Africa to potentially Kenya if they get some sort of information here in South Africa, so as to be able to help people access funds in Kenya?
Awesome. So at the moment, we are not offering that. Reason being, there's also a special license for remittance. In as much as we are operating in both countries, we are only allowed to operate locally.
Collins, as we try and get a hold of Collins, send through your questions this afternoon. Really interesting conversation we're having.
Absolutely interesting conversation, in that I can't imagine, as a 21-year-old, and try to get your stuff regulated. And yeah, no one tends to take young people very seriously, particularly on this continent we call home.
Here's what's really interesting. We are taking him seriously, and this is why we're shining the spotlight.
That's why we are actually spotlighting him today, because we're taking him sufficiently serious, because he is making an impact, you know, in a corner. And of course, he's back with us on the line. Now, Collins, you were completing your thought there. We lost you there for a minute. If you are able to complete that thought for us.
Cool. Awesome. Sorry for the disconnect. So I was saying, for us to perform these international transfers, we need a special license, and acquiring this license as well is not that easy, because this one is a license which is higher than the local license. So this is one thing that we are pretty much pushing for, and we are hoping to see ourselves through. So regulation in terms of the services that we are offering is quite tight, and it's something that people will see themselves through, and we'll see ourselves through.
Now, Collins, in terms of, I mean, this is a business at the end of the day, right? And you're trying to realize some profit. You're trying to make a living out of this. In terms of that, how far are you to seeing, you know, the fruits of your labor actually coming into fruition?
Okay. So far, so good in Kenya. We've been in operation for 3 years. We have managed to serve over 5 million number of users. These are unique users that have used our platform for the last 3 years. And in South Africa, we are pretty much...
Collins, are you with us? I believe we are losing Collins there again. Nevertheless, if you've just joined us, welcome to it. This is The Upside. Sheila Ndikumana and Luyanda Maome with you through to 5 p.m. Central African time, meaning we have fairly 34 minutes of the show left. So, Ruyanda.
please finish the conversation.
Collins, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Lovely.
Sorry for the internet. I'm currently
No, it happens, brother. You can complete that thought you were telling us all about.
So I'm saying in South Africa, we are 9 months old. We are pretty much getting into partnerships so that we can keep our, you know, expand the whole concept that we have and get more numbers. So we are hoping to give pretty much good figures very soon.
We wanted to take the opportunity to congratulate you on your strides at such a tender age, Collins. Thank you so much for actually inspiring Luanda and I in studio here.
You're most welcome.
Right, the voice of Collins Katuli, who is the CEO of fintech company Kianda Africa, and he joins us on the line to really just share with us what his business is about. Absolutely fantastic.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.